Laughter is contagious. The more people around you laugh, the more you're inclined to laugh, which is why nothing tops comedy in a theater with a full audience roaring their heads off. This is the case at Berkeley Rep with One Man, Two Governors by Richard Bean, which is playing through June 28th. Tony Taccone, Artistic Director of Berkeley Rep.
It's just a scathingly funny show. It's in the spirit of a comedy show reset in Britain in a bit more of a modern context. It's the classic thing where you have a guy who's stuck between two different employers trying to satisfy both agendas, which are antithetical to each other, and he's running back and forth and pretending he's this with that person and that with the other person, and comic melee ensues, and it's hilarious.
One Man, Two Governors was a huge hit in New York, and its star, James Corden, won a Tony in the lead role of Francis Henschel. This production takes a slightly different view of its casting.
I think the central difference is that the main character was a very rotund man. We have gone the opposite way. We've cast a beanpole because the central idea is that he's starving. And we cast the beanpole because we found Dan Donahue, who's a brilliant comic actor. And so we wrote to the playwright and said, we cast a beanpole. He said, good, you need to change these five lines. And he did. He wrote to us and adapted the script for that.
The play opens in the early 1960s with what looks to be an engagement party. As the guests discovered that the prospective groom, a lifelong gay criminal marrying for business reasons, has been murdered. Which is a relief until he shows up at the party. His bodyguard is the aforementioned one man, Francis Henschel, who will soon be hired by someone else, and the plot takes off. Before the show, a skiffle band that sounds a lot like the Beatles performs for the audience, and they'll be performing at various times through the show. Almost immediately, all the actors break the fourth wall. It's both 1963 and 2015. To say more is to give things away. Once you start laughing, you don't stop. Special kudos go to Dan Donahue, who makes the stage his own from his first entrance. This is easily the funniest performance you'll see this year. But the entire cast is terrific, including Sarah Moser as Pauline, the dim-witted intended bride, Brad Culver as the man she really loves, a wannabe actor, and Helen Sadler as Rachel, the prospective groom's sister. The old Reader's Digest used to have a page called Laughter is the Best Medicine. If indeed laughter is the best medicine, then One Man, Two Governors could cure anything. One Man, Two Governors plays at Berkeley Rep through June 28th. For more information, you can go to their website, berkeleyrep.org. I'm Richard Walensky on Bay Area Theater for Upfront.